welcome to the Utah Puck Report. We're all here. It's me. It's Jay. It's the other host, Gary Michaels. He's here.
Yo.
Gary, how are you?
Hey, doing good.
All right. Looks good. Like you're in the home office today?
For a while. Then I got to head down to the Rock and Roll Ranch.
The Rock and Roll Ranch.
Make it all happen.
And from what I understand, we will be in studio starting next week.
Oh, great. That'll be good.
Yeah. I mean, I know you get to go there all the time, but since I'm considered to be like dirty and infested, that they just want me away from the talent.
I see people in there all the time, so they should be letting us in there. So.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so today, very special guest, Coach Ryan Kanasevich, head coach of the Utah Grizzlies. Ryan, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Ryan, you are, I mean, there's no other way to say it, but you're just killing it this year. You've been an assistant coach, but this is your first year as a head coach for the Utah Grizzlies. And this is set to be – this is the best year the Utah Grizzlies have had in the East Coast League. You're already at 40 wins. You have your last two home games. Are these the last two regular season or just two home games?
Last two home games and last two regular season games, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, you have the ability to really set your mark on the Grizzlies in your first year out of the gate. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's a testament to the group having that locker room and my assistant Tegan Zahn. He's been awesome. You know, we've just created a family like atmosphere here, and you know, boys are all bought in, and you can see that in the standings and with the results we've had this year.
You know, that's good, and we want to mention we were going to have Tegan on the show today.
Yeah,
but he just had a baby and is at home and being a father. Well,
He was gone. He wasn't in Boise last week. He just had his baby boy on the 5th.
Okay.
So he just got back into town yesterday. So he had some running around and stuff to do today. So he's a little busier now than he was a few weeks ago. So
yeah, and it just gets
We're all excited for him though.
Yeah, that's awesome. We want to congratulate Tegan. So
yeah, for sure.
And you talk about creating that family-like environment. And, I was present when you were recruiting Mason Manick again for this upcoming season. And I know Mason was immediately in, and that family environment is the thing he was talking about the most. And it's – I mean, obviously we think, oh, yeah, Mason's just going to want to play for the Utah Grizzlies because he'll stay home. But that's not always the case.
Yeah. But
for Mason, it was just like Ryan's just like – he's one of the best coaches I played for in a long time, and he creates this family environment, and he wanted to be a part of it. So I thought that was pretty good to hear. And I know he had some ups and downs through juniors. And so I get to hear the parents' side of it, right? Since I'm really close with his family, and just listening to how impressed they are as a mom and dad, that's got to feel good too, right? You know that that's not easy to do.
No, and it's tough. And obviously there's a lot of moving parts at this level. And I think we've done a pretty good job keeping our core and our nucleus together this year. Our biggest thing is we didn't want a ton of change this year. Like, obviously there's going to be change guys coming out of college and stuff, but we wanted to be thoughtful in what we added, So, and I think that's gone a long way and just shows how much faith we have in that group, in that locker room.
Yeah, it's not always easy to control the movement. Like, you're a farm club, you're a parent club, and then you've got the Avalanche, and then you've got the Eagles, and they're constantly tinkering with their lineup for illness or COVID or injuries, or they want to test the guy out or whatever, and that messes with your locker room. But so when you have, like, what's your best player, you know your best player is going to be in and out of your lineup all the time. So that's quite a balance to pull off.
Yeah, and it just goes to, the guys that are in and out of our lineup, the guys that don't play every night, the non-contract guys, they've done such a great job just keeping themselves in shape, holding each other accountable. And when they get called upon, and we were four guys short on Saturday in Boise, and, and Trey Bradley was out, Dastu was out, Gendron was out, and Klerman was suspended. And we just had guys jump in like we've done all year and just tow the rope. And, that's just kind of the atmosphere we want here, because there is going to be movement and we know that. And it's just you know, we have these other guys prepared, ready to go, and, you know, they answer the bell.
And we were able to talk to Garrett Metcalf about that same thing, because Garrett feels that, well, before his injury, he was filling that role as I'm the third guy. So I'm waiting for other guys to move in, and then I'm going to come in and I'm going to put in my best effort so that, you know, they try to make it harder on you to pull him out of the lineup, right? Like,
yep.
When somebody else comes on. And then that was a great thing for Garrett. He gets, you know, he comes in, he plays a few games, and then all of a sudden he gets pulled up to the AHL for a while in a different organization and makes the most of that, and then has to take the rest of the season off. But I think he's, from the role he was in as a third guy, I think he's really set himself up for a good, something good next year.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, well, I'm looking at our schedule. When did he get hurt? Was it Tulsa or Kansas City? It was just unfortunate. He was having a kind of a breakthrough year for him. He's been our third guy, for the last couple of years. And when, you know, Lehigh Valley called, like, you couldn't be happier to deliver that news to that guy. Like, to Garrett, he's just been an absolute trooper for this organization. And you want to see all these guys succeed, you know, whether it's, you know, in this league or going up to the American League. So, you know, Garrett's had a successful year. Obviously, the injury, it is what it is. It's hockey, you know. So he'll bounce back, and, you know, we'll know next year that we have a heck of a goaltender that's ready to step in. So,
yeah, it's amazing. And you've had other guys kind of similar stories that just wait for their opportunity and they take advantage of it. And then you have guys like Dastos, the Charlie or Chucky, as you call him. And he just comes in and has, I mean, again, you're having an amazing year as a coach. This guy's also having an amazing year and getting ready to, you know, he's got 57 points already. It's pretty impressive. Like, what do you think about when guys like this come out of nowhere? Or did you expect this out of him?
Well, I mean, looking at it, he's got 26 goals as a D-man. This guy, did he come out of nowhere? No. I mean, he was a good hockey player. It's just opportunity presented itself this year, and he definitely took advantage of that. And he's, you know, more than likely going to reap the benefits from the year he's having, and, you know, probably earn himself an AHL one-way contract. And, I mean, that's what this job is all about, is having guys come in, you know, making them successful. And, I mean, these guys are successful because they work hard. Like, Chucky comes in every day. He almost got to kick the guy off the ice. You know, like, he just loves hockey. He's a pro, and his numbers show it. And not just his numbers, just the way he is in the locker room and the way he competes in practice every day. Like, he just continually pushes guys. And, you know, that's why he's been so successful this year.
Yeah, guys like that are a spark plug in the locker room and stuff. It makes your job a little bit easier. I'm not trying to take anything away from you, but like, when you have a guy like that that's just motivated and positive and leads by example and makes everybody else want to be better, that makes it easier on you. You don't have to go in and start kicking garbage cans or whatever, you know.
Yeah, you know, it has. You gotta light them up every now and then, but. I wish you guys could watch him and Mason Manek battle in practice. If there's ever a battle drill, those two guys, I don't even think they know the pucks in the drill, but they're just competitors, you know. And we got a lot of those guys up and down our lineup. And, I mean, that's the reason why we've had such a successful year.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about Mason also, obviously. And I know – maybe I show some favoritism, but I mean, he's a local guy. We're a local show, so I want to talk about that. But he's had an amazing year. And just to be like, what does he ask? 50 points already this year.
23 goals, 27 assists, 50 points, 102 penalty minutes.
Yeah. And he's 5'10 on 5'11 on skates, maybe? Like,
on skates, yeah.
Yeah, because I know. My daughter's a little bit taller than him. Not that she's ever made fun of him for it or brought it up ever, but, or maybe all the time. But it's impressive to see what he's pulled off this year. I'm honestly surprised, and I get asked about it every once in a while, especially with him being on a free agent contract, is that he didn't get a shot in the A this year. And it seems like with numbers like this, we talk about Dastus being able to, reap the benefits. Do you think that Mason's going to get a shot in the A next year? Or is that something we can't talk about right now?
No, I mean, we can talk about it. I don't see why he doesn't next year. And I know there had been a few teams asking about him, and just timing never worked out. But and for a guy like that, timing is going to be everything.
Right.
So I truly believe if he continues on the path he's on, like, he has the ability to play in the American Hockey League. And is he undersized? Yeah, 100%. But you're never going to, question his compete and his want. And just, like, he's in here, one of the first guys in every morning in the gym. He's a pro, and his season has shown that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of guys are undersized, but when you work that hard, you that's the only thing you can do. If you're undersized, there are guys his size in the NHL.
Yeah.
It comes from work, and he has the work ethic. He's got a lot of talent. So I was kind of surprised, and I actually texted Riley Armstrong a few times, and I was like, hey, pull this kid up. And I'd send him his numbers all the time, and it just wasn't room for him at the time. So,
yeah, and it might just – I mean, you got to realize he's still a rookie. He's still pretty young.
Yeah.
And he might just need a season – down here to gain his confidence, like you talked about. He probably came out of junior with not a ton of confidence, but I think this year, like, the love for the game is back. You can see the fire in his eyes, and it's great to see. And we've had him wearing an A for our team, and there's a when other guys have been out of lineup, and there's a reason for that. It's just the way he competes and carries himself that's exactly what we're looking for as coaches,
Yeah. Yeah. He's fun to watch, and just the work ethic out there. And I called it at the beginning of the season just because I'd seen him play. Well, obviously his whole life, but even seen him play with Portland and juniors, and he just plays with such a fire. I knew he'd be a crowd favorite. Even if he wasn't a local, I think he'd be a crowd favorite.
Yeah. 100%. It's hard not to root for that guy,
And now as we're gearing up for playoffs, we talk about your goaltending, and you knew Jones was going to be awesome, and you knew what you had in him. But it was Trent Miner for me. You don't expect a kid to come in and set records on a team that's been around for a while. So he's got 7 shutouts this year. He's your guy. Like, he's – well, I'm not going to say he's your starting goalie or anything, but I'm going to say he's kind of blowing everybody's mind right now, right? You didn't –
I mean, he played some American League games last year, and I think he had one or two shutouts there.
Yeah.
So we knew there was pedigree there, but, you get him, and you had Peyton, you had, Garrett most of the year. Those three guys just continue to just push themselves, push each other. And, Peyton's been great for Trent's game and vice versa. And,
yeah.
Do we really have a true number one going into playoffs? I think probably with the season Trent's had, he's probably going to get the start. But it's hard to say because Peyton's played so well down the stretch too. So it's really a good problem to have this time of year.
It's that old saying, if you don't have a 1 and a 2, you have a 1A and 1B.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Pretty fortunate situation to be in. Pretty amazing to see all that, like, watching a kid set those records. And because he has 7 shutouts right now. That's a Grizzlies franchise record.
Yeah.
And now he's 1 away from tying a league record.
Yeah.
And wow. I mean, that'd be amazing. And you have 2 games left. So,
and he just turned 21 in February.
And that's what I was just going to say. And so I had the opportunity to sit the bench against you guys for the last week and sit a couple games, both with Rapid City and with Tulsa. And I believe it was the Tulsa goalie that came over one of the TV timeouts, and he goes, "How'd that kid get to that puck?" And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, he uses the force sometimes because there's no way he sees it. And then all of a sudden he throws his leg out and makes a save on an easy tap in goal.
Yeah.
And he just, and then I told the guy, I go, that kid's 20. And he was just like, no way.
Yeah. It's, I mean, obviously the sky's the limit for him. You know, the abs are pretty high on him too. Obviously you can, the body of work he has from this year, it's, he's had a tremendous year, and you know, it's a good feeling having two guys playing really well going into playoffs. So,
yeah. So playoffs start April 22nd, I believe, something like that.
Yeah. 22nd.
You don't know who your competition is yet, but you have a couple games this weekend to kind of help seal that up. You also have the opportunity to be to claim a title that the Grizzlies haven't claimed for a long time or ever as East Coast, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we have these next two games to get a win to clinch the Mountain Division title, which is obviously another, you know, feather in our cap for this season. So, and then the race, it's 3, 4, and 5 is so close that we probably won't know our opponent till Saturday night at 9:30.
Yeah.
So.
So it truly is one of those things where you just prepare for these two games. And Gary and I were talking. We were hitting you up for free tickets, obviously, before we went on there. Gary, that's what Gary and I do, right, Gary?
Yeah, free tickets.
So we were talking about the expectations for crowds this weekend. Like, there's a real chance that if we don't jump online and buy our tickets right now, we're not going to be able to go to the games this weekend.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing is it's going to be close to capacity this weekend, obviously with Fan Appreciation Weekend, and I think tomorrow's Star Wars night, which is usually well attended. So it'll be good to get the Maverick Center rocking. Obviously, two huge games for us. I know we've clinched a playoff spot, but we don't want to let our foot off the gas here. We want to go into playoffs on a high note and continue to play the right way and, you know, hopefully give our fans a good show this weekend.
Finish you up strong, right? And then just once you hit the playoffs, just keep her going.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, we already know we have home ice advantage for the first round, but we want to take care of business and have it for the first two rounds. Obviously, I don't think we've started at home since I started coaching. We've always started on the road, so it's kind of nice. Nice to be in our own beds for a couple weeks here, and you know, guys can kind of get their bodies back. And it's a long season, you know, these guys go through a grind, so it's good to be at home.
And tonight and tomorrow are going to be a grind. The Idaho Steelheads and the Utah Grizzlies are typically a bloodbath. I mean, these guys, you guys are rivals, you're close to each other. It feels like this year's been a little different. We haven't seen them as much, but your final five games of the season are against. You know, you've already played them three times. Now you got two more at home. It's almost like a little playoff series right before the playoffs.
Yeah, and Tegan and I were talking about that. It was kind of nice to – it's almost like a dress rehearsal. It's obviously no matter what place Utah's in, no matter what place Idaho's in, they're always going to be competitive games just because there's a, you know, a hatred there. It's played them, you know, two games – in exhibition and then three to start the season. And it's just like, you play them 15 times. You're probably not going to like each other. I get that, you know, and they're fighting for a playoff spot right now. So, we're going to see their best this weekend and, hopefully our guys realize that and come out and make things hard on them.
Well, awesome. We're excited.
How are the guys at playing one game at a time? Are they? Is the mentality really good about not looking past this game to the next type?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to look ahead, but it does nobody any good looking ahead. Like, our main focus here these last few months is just playing 20 minutes at a time.
Yeah,
because when we can put a 60-minute effort together, odds are, you know, we're going to come out on top and we play our best hockey. So we're trying to just simplify things and, you know, take it one period at a time. So
awesome.
Awesome. Well, Gary and I are going to jump online and we're going to buy tickets for tonight because we're excited to see what happens.
You sure?
I think we'll also see. Jared? What's that?
Not going to text Jared?
Well, yeah, I'm going to text Jared and then he'll ignore me. So then I'll have to buy some tickets.
You can text me. I can put your name down.
Well, yeah, well, we're to it tomorrow.
You know what, Ryan? It's worth the money, man. I'm telling you, you guys have got an amazing product, and I'm excited. I'm really excited about going to Grizzlies games. And I always go to Grizzlies games because it's hockey and I like watching it. But yeah, this season is better. This season is different. The product you guys have put on the ice, I don't mind paying for tickets. You guys are phenomenal, and I'm excited about what's to come.
That's great.
And that's not a knock on anything that's happened in the past, but it's just a pat on your back that it's awesome. It's fun to watch. Yeah. It's fun to have a local kid out there. I wish Garrett was still a part of it, but I'm excited to see what these two goalies you've got. I mean, night after night, they blow my mind, and it's fun to watch, and I'm looking forward to some big crowds, and I'm going to throw some popcorn at Grisby and enjoy myself.
Yeah, let's get the word out, because, I mean, we got a special team here, and,
yeah,
you know, having home ice advantage, we really want to take advantage of that. So, yeah, you know, hopefully with some big crowds, we make, you know, the Maverick Center a tough place to come into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if you're listening to this right now, or you're watching our pretty faces on this Zoom podcast, just come out. No, it's time. It's time to come out and make this crazy. Let's get back. And I love it. Playoffs, you know, are we going to start throwing trout again?
Let's do it.
I think we do. I'd have to talk to Jared, but I mean, to be honest, it's the most exciting time of year.
You know, the
games are so meaningful, and, you know, guys are, you know, laying everything out there. So it's the best time to watch hockey. You know, you watch NHL hockey. You know, when playoffs roll around, it's exciting, and it's no different. You know, we got a great product, and, you know, we're looking to make a run here.
The playoffs are truly a different atmosphere. When you walk in the building and you can feel the electricity, you can feel it. Is just different.
Yeah.
And it's awesome when you have high expectations, and we're looking forward to something this year. And like I was talking about, so when I was talking about trout, for those that don't know, back in the past with the Grizzlies, you'd feed the bear, right? Like, we'd throw fish on the ice when you'd score. Maybe it's not supported by the Grizzlies. Maybe it's not, maybe Jared doesn't want us pumping it right now, but I'm saying feed the bear. You're not going to go off on the metal detector. Just put it in your pant leg and bring it in the building.
Come on, unless there's a hook in its mouth, you know.
We'll check for that. Because, you know, if it's coming from me, I didn't catch it because I can't catch anything.
So no.
I had to buy it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Everybody likes, there's no skill to it. I'm like, I know, but it's still nobody ever. My daughter will sit right next to me and reel them in left and right.
The fish. So I've taken the boys ice fishing a few times this year, and there's definitely a skill to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the other thing. Manic's quite a fisherman as well.
Manic goes ice fishing.
Yeah. Oh, that's it, eh? Like, he's not as good as he is on his boat?
I don't know. I think he's better on the boat. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because I've seen him fill the boat.
He did catch his first fish through the ice this winter. So.
Oh, okay. Oh,
nice. You know, that's one thing we've been able to do as a team. You know, we've gone up there and had a few days up at Strawberry and just – helps with bonding. Guys had a great time. It's a great group of guys. It's fun to come to the rink every day, for sure.
Perfect. Well, we're excited. Awesome. We're gonna be there tonight. Gary, do you have anything to add before we go?
Man, good luck, man. I can't wait for the playoffs to start, and this weekend's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, next week we'll recap and find out who you're playing in playoffs. We also are talking next week. We're gonna break down tier 1, tier 2, tier 3 travel team hockey for all age groups in Utah. And we're going to try to get through all the myths and get right to some reality. I know we're going to have some local coaches and organizations on. Coach Ryan, maybe we'll have you on as well. I've got Peter Menino, who's a head coach in the USHL, have him on as well.
Yeah.
And we're really going to try to break down some myths and get Utah hockey parents on the right path. And that doesn't always mean your kid's going to the NHL or even to college, but your kid should be on the right path for them and not for what the parent thinks the right path is.
Yeah.
We're gonna try to cut through a lot of that clutter next week. But for tonight and tomorrow, go Grizzlies.
Go Grizz.
Let's go Grizz, yeah.
And that's the end of the Utah Puck Report.